That's what the born again rebirth of Yahweh does. It calls us to love His Torah, saints. Calls us to love His truth. When a man is truly born again, he loves the government of Yahweh. He loves the disciplines of Yahweh. He loves Yahweh's counsel. He loves that. And we go to the Torah. The Torah, and we see what the prophets speak, because the prophets show us an account. It shows us even a historical type of perspective of what things happened when men began to reject Torah and the living word of Yahweh. It shows us that. That is what the prophets show us. And they express that unto us. They explain that to us. They give us enlightenment in that. They give us knowledge in those things. And we must consider all those things. Why? Because they have been given unto us an example. That we should not pursue and follow those examples unless we be brought under the same condemnation. So we're not to pursue the way they walked. He put His Ruah in us. Not for you to pray for a house on the hill. Not for you to become a millionaire. That is a corruptible seed of birth. The seed of Yahweh's birth is incorruptible. He did not make you to be corruptible, Israel, that you sell your life for some corruptible thing like a house or a vehicle, and you work all your life and you give all of your substance and your energy for that. He did not make you for that. That is the birth of a corrupt thing. Because all these things are corrupt. This old carpet here, it gets dirty. The clothes you have on, they get sodded. They stink. And they become tattered. They become old. But the word of Yahweh, the living word, abides forever. The Torah abides forever. It never changes. So He wants us to be born again of the incorruptible seed. That is why He put His Ruah in us. His statutes cannot be corrupted. Man may try to corrupt it, but he cannot corrupt the statutes. The ordinance of Almighty Yahweh. He may reject it, he may refuse it, but it abides and stands forever. It will never be changed. He did not come, HaMashiach, to give us a birth based upon what? It's based upon the statutes. It's based upon the emet, the truth of Yahweh. It's what the birth is based upon. Not some jittery emotion or some feeling. That's not the rebirth of Yahweh. It is not. That's why many fall and they go back. Only Israel. Do you all hear me? Israel. I bless Him for that. And all Israel shall be saved. All Israel. Not some of all. But all Israel shall be saved. Hold that there. Just hold your finger there. And turn to Jeremiah. Chapter 31. Jeremiah. This is what Yahweh says. Hear this. Jeremiah. I quote it all the time. 31 and verse 33. He says to us. But this shall be the berith, the covenants. Jeremiah 31, 33. We understand what a covenant is. It is an alliance. It is a contractual obligation. He said, this shall be the covenant of the berith that I will make with the Bayat of Israel. He did not say with the Jebusites, the Hittites. He said, this is the covenant that I will make with Israel. After those days, saith Yahweh, I will put my Torah in their inward part and write them upon their land. And I will be their Abba, and they shall be what? He said, they shall be my people. He said, I will put my covenant within Israel's heart, and they will know that I am their Abba. And Israel shall know that I am their people. Just like Shaltan took the word of Yahweh and said to Eve, Yahweh knows that the day that you eat from that tree, that thou shalt not surely die. For you forbade him, you will not surely die. He knows you're going to die, but you're not going to surely die. And the power of the persuasiveness of those words. And we saw out of that corrupt seed that was sown in her, we saw the sons come forth. Cain and Abel came in his deception and his devious practices. He rose up and he slew Abel. We saw that corrupt seed that came out of him. And we see that in the corruptness of Cain today. Listen to me. They are trying to destroy what enables us, and that is Torah. The Torah makes us able to keep the commands, the statutes, the ordinance of Yahweh. To understand Torah, we understand what He requires. And when we understand what He requires, it brings about a transformation in one's heart. And the more we understand Torah, the more it becomes a part of our lives, the more we love Him, because we can see the significance of what Yahweh is and who He is, and how valuable and how important He is, and how wondrous it is for Him to instruct us. We can see that. And we do not understand Torah, we can never understand that. Yahweh says, I will write my Torah in the Levim of Israel, and they will be my people, and I will be their Abba. And what HaMashiach comes to do, because of this corrupt seed of flesh, because how it just grows over and tries to overshadow the Torah. HaMashiach, Yahweh, from the foundations of the earth, He said that there must be a birth by my true Ruah in Israel. And that's why Nicodemus should have known, you must be born again. There must be a birth. And when one is born again, they will fear those things. They will not give themselves over unto serving evil and corrupt things. They will not go that way, but they will walk in the light of Yahweh's truth and His Torah. Go back to Yeskel, Ezekiel, chapter 36, verse 27, and I will put my Ruah within you, and it will cause you and cause you to walk in my hook, my statutes, in all of my mishpat, and to do them. Do you understand that? That is what the birth of Yahweh does. It calls us to do. It is not just the hearer of the word. It's not the hearer. But it is the doer. What word? Come on, brothers and sisters. What word? You must be a doer of. You must be the doer of His Torah. That is what it is. Not that the hearers are justified in Yahweh. We're justified by our emunah, our faith. Not just the hearer, but it is the doer. We must do. If we are a hearer of the word and not a doer, then you deceive yourself. And we are better deceive people because we have heard it. And we say, well, we don't need the Torah. That's the old book. As I can see my life in the stages that Yahweh has brought me, I'm very thankful for every experience. I will never forget when Yahweh began to deal with me as a young 22-year-old person. That Sister Robert's granddaddy said to me, he said this, I'll never forget. As I was reading out of the old covenant, he said to me, David, you don't need that part. You just need the from Titi to give Yana. That's all you need. And I could not understand that. I said, why would you need that? It's the book. The book is one. And I have always, Yahweh has always led me, you that have been with me, even when I preach under the banner of Christendom, I've always utilized the book. May not have had the understanding that I should have had. Novice and zealous. That's one thing about life, is always a novelty to us all until death comes. That's the only time we really get serious. That's the only time you really get serious. When you're in a position whereby you think you're going to die. And everything else is a novelty. Folly and should is. It's not this sober appetite. When death comes, you will see sober people. We have seen them around here die. We have seen sober, very sober people. Very sober. No laughter, no folly. No jesting, very sober. The demeanor, the character, the attitude. I've seen that here in this place. I've watched it. I've seen it. A very sober mind, a very soberness. We need to be born again, brothers and sisters. We need the Ruah of Yahweh. And it doesn't cause us to gyrate and act crazy. It causes us to walk and to obey His commandments, His statutes. I want to define this for you. It says, I want to define the word statutes, or the or hook, out of the Vine's dictionary. It says this, statute, prescription, rule, law, regulation, to cut in, determine, decree. Now that's what the word statute, the hook of Yahweh, his Torah. He has rules. He has rules to govern us. And when one is truly born again, the Torah becomes alive in them, brothers and sisters. It becomes the living essence of their love. That's what's come alive. When you're born again of the corrupt seed, what comes alive in you is a disregard for Torah. You become very lustful. You become greedy. You want more. You cannot have enough. Your house is this size. Someone has got one bigger. You want one bigger than that. Someone got a brand new car. You got two. You want another one. She has on a brand new frock today. You got to outdo hers. He has on a brand new $300 suit. You want yours to cost $301 to outdo him. That is not born again. That is not born again in what these whole houses we see in America, that everyone is parading themselves around in some fashion parade and all of that. That is not the born again experience of Yahweh. Women showing that they got on the finer dress, I got on the Leslie Faye. Where is yours? Well, they're all sewn in the sweat factories there in some far distant land in China, Indonesia. That is the corrupt seed. That is not the incorruptible seed. When a man is born again of the incorruptible seed, there's the power of life of the Torah in him. He doesn't reject Torah. He takes a delight in the mishpats of Yahweh. He delights in judgment. He wants Yahweh to judge him. He wants to be corrected. We despise all that. We're not born again. You must be born again. Nicodemus, your ruler, you don't understand. You must be born again. You don't understand that Yahweh is going to put his Ruah in us, in the house of Israel, and there shall be a lively birth in them. They shall walk in his statutes. They shall keep his mitzvahs. They shall do what he commanded them to do, and they will do it with a lively hope. You don't understand that? And you're a ruler? You're trying to teach? You need to be taught. You need to be taught again the first oracles of Yahweh. You need to understand what Yahweh is saying. You must be born again. You must be born again of the water and of the Ruah of Yahweh. That's why he said, I will put my Ruah in you, my spirit. There ought to be a living well of water that spring forth out of our love. And that living water ought to be the living word of Yahweh. It is a continuous water is always used to cleanse. You can have all the soap in the world, but it's no good without water. You can have all the fine bubblies there is to have, but without water, you have nothing. You can get down in all those bubblies until they cover your head. You can take that soap and just smear it all on you without water. It has no value at all. You can have it so you can smell your mile away without water. It means nothing. And so we need this living water. We need the abundance of this living water. And the way we need to be submerged in this living water. Our minds need to be cleansed and purged by this living water. And it takes the discipline of the living Torah to cleanse us and to purge us. That's why he put his Ruah in us. That these commands and this truth that he gives to us, it will come alive in us. It will be real. It will have value. It will have purpose in our inward parts. That's why he wrote it there. And it's going to come that day that I'm going to put my Ruah. That's why HaMashiach says, I must go. He goes to Israel, he's going to send the Ruah. And when the Ruah comes, it's going to bring alive that thing that was written there. It's going to cause a rebirth, a renewing. It is almost like someone taking an old house. They don't tear the house down, do they? When they renovate it, they may take out some paneling, but the studs are still there. They may have to reinforce some of the studs of the foundation, but they don't tear the house down. And when they finish with it, it's like a rebirth, isn't it? Same old house, but it's a rebirth. Put new paint on it, new wood, do all of that. Pour driveway instead of the gravel, pour concrete one. That is what the Ruah of Yahweh does with this what is written in us. It brings birth to it. That is what born again is, bringing birth to what is written in Israel. It must be born. There must be a birth to that living word in you. It's a word, but it's not alive without the Ruah. And that's what HaMashiach came to do. There are many today that reject HaMashiach. That's why they have no birth. That's why there's no new birth in them. That's why there's no renewed birth in by the power of the Torah. And it's not because someone says, I'm sorry for my sins, and I want to be born again. That's not the rebirth of Yahweh. When one is truly born again, they will turn from their evil. It will turn from their corruption. That is what the rebirth of Yahweh does to what? Look what he says in verse 28. And you shall dwell in the land that I gave to your Abbot. And you shall be my people, and I shall be your Abbot. Now look at verse 29. And I will also save you from some of your uncleanness. From how much? He said, I will save you. Who said this? Yahweh? He said, I will save you from all of your uncleanness. I will call for the corn, and it will increase. And I will lay no famine upon you. He said, and I will multiply the fruit of your tree. Is Hamashiach coming for fruit or an abundant? This is the birth of Yahweh. There shall be an abundance. When a man is born again truly, he will bring forth abundant of fruit. We have not experienced that. And the reason why? Because we will not allow the Ruah of Yahweh. We have our corrupt spirits. It is not the spirit of Yahweh. Yisrael have something in them. And Yahweh said, I'm coming to make that alive. I'm coming to show you the purpose of that. He said, you shall bring forth fruit of the tree and the decrease of the field. And the decrease of the field. And the increase of the field, that you shall receive no more reproach of famine among the heathen. Then shall you remember your what? Then shall you what? Your what way? Your brother's ways. Your sister's. He said, when you see that born again power, then shall you remember your own evil ways and your doings that were not called, that were not righteous. And this is what you shall do. Don't tell me this is not the born again expression. He said, and you shall loathe. You shall be sad. You shall be grieved. You shall grieve yourself in your own sight for your iniquities and your abomination, for your Torah lessness. For your defying of Torah, you will grieve to say, Yahweh, all the time this was in me, this written truth. And by the power of your Ruah, you will be ashamed. You will grieve. This what they call grieving today, it is not the grieving of Yahweh. It is not the sorrowfulness of the iniquitous ways. He said, you will grieve for your own iniquity and your own abomination when one truly is born again. You will not destroy this written truth in your life. You will not destroy what Yahweh has put there to make a covenant between you and Him, to let you know that you are Yisrael and He has purchased you or redeemed you from all of your evil ways by the living Word. Yahshua is the living Word of Yahweh. He shall redeem you by the power of this living Word. It is not corrupt. There's nothing in it that is corrupt. And so what we have been induced to is this vain, corrupt type of doctrine, that we've been born of that corrupt spirit. Our desire is corrupt. Our lust is corrupt. Our greed is corrupt. What we desire and want, it is all corrupt, because it pertains to the world. If any man loves the world, then the love of Yahweh is not in the man. For we know that all that is in the world is the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. These things are not of Yahweh. And if anyone desire that, they are not of Yahweh. And this born-again pseudo-doctrine teach you to do that. That's what it does. It teaches you to do that. You desire those things. You're running after those kinds of things. You're pursuing that instead of listening to what the lively Ruah of Yahweh speaks from the inward parts of man, this living truth and this living hope that is based upon His disciplines, based upon Him governing you, based upon Yahweh guiding you, based upon Yahweh showing you. It is a living hope. It is a lively stone. That's what the word of Yahweh is, lively. And that's what HaMashiach, he was a lively stone. He was a stone. Yeah, he was a stumbling block to those that were not Israel. That's why he says unto Yahweh, I pray for all those that you have given me. He says, I pray not for the world. He prays for Israel. The pastor then in Ghana, he wrote me and said, Pastor Robert, because he has a lot of young people with him, he has sent me pictures. And he says to me, and you can see it, it's a lot different than it is in this nation. He says that they love Yahweh, and And they don't have anything, but there's a great love for Yahweh. I said, in this country, there are not many young people that even want Yahweh. He said, I will pray for the people of Yahweh, for the young people there. I wrote him back and said, quoted that same scripture. I said, I will pray for Israel. I will not pray for the young people of America. I will pray for the house of Israel that he save them. I will pattern my prayer after HaMashiach. And that is what he prayed for. I will pray for Israel. I will not pray for the young folks. I will pray for the Israel. They have despised Yahweh. They are cursed. Why? Because his Torah is a continuous thing forever and forever. That is why Yahweh says to the young, you bind the law of your mother and your Abba. You bind that around your neck, this law, these instructions you take them. Why? Because they're the way of life. Children today, they reject that. I say, I will not pray for them, my pastor. I will pray for the house of Israel, and that I will pray for. HaMashiach did not pray for them all. He prayed that you keep them from the world. Not take them out of the world, but you keep them from the world. Keep them from the world. Keep them from the spirit. Well, how would he do that? Because there's a power that governs them. There's a law. There's a Torah. And the born again experience is not some physical generation, brothers and sisters. It is that written thing that Yahweh has put in your heart. It comes alive. And you get the understanding. You shema it. You understand it. It has great emphasis in your life. You begin to realize the value and the importance of it. You begin to know who he is. That's what the born again experience is. They had gone away from Yahweh. Their minds were far removed from Almighty Yahweh. They didn't know him. They didn't know his name. They rejected it. They were sanctimonious. That's what this religious world is. Well, he got many names. Lies, he has one name. There are no 10 different names. There may be attributes that describe his name, but he has one name. One name. Not 10, one name. Those attributes that are associated with his name, that's not his name. That's just the character of his name. His name is one. So is his Torah. We must be born again. We must be born again. And so we must abandon this pseudo-type religious practice that we practice. We must move on into perfection. So we must. And the way you move on to perfection, that written truth, that living truth that's in you. The Ruah, it was not the Ruah of Yahweh that made the word alive. That earth represents these earthly tabernacles. Is this our earthly tabernacle? Is it made of earth? Was he not in the belly of the earth 3 days and three nights? Was it the Ruah of Yahweh that made it alive? So it has been with us. This truth, this living word has been there. So Yahweh sent his spirit to make it alive. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Even when the women came to the sepulchre and saw that he was gone, when they saw him, they ran. They were like wild things. And that is what the living word will do once we get the power of his Ruah. And it ignites that Torah. We will begin to move with great dynamics. Not this pseudo-trash, brothers and sisters. It is not of Yahweh. It's not based upon principles of truth. It's not based upon the Tanakh. It's not based upon the Torah. It's based upon man's philosophy of what salvation is. But it's not the salvation of Yahweh. Yahweh said, I will save you from all of your evil. Not your neighbor's evil, your evil. He said, I will save you. And once you understand this birth of born again, you will be deeply sorrowful. You will grieve you for what things that you have done, your sins, your iniquitous ways that you have been Torah less. And that's what iniquity is. It is a Torah less practice. You don't have the disciplines of the Torah. It's not a lively thing. We don't have to go look at the mitzvot. They're written. We don't have to go look at what Torah says about committing adultery. We know what it says. And we have a life in us to keep us from doing those kinds of things. We must be born again. Of the incorruptible seed and not the corruptible seed. You must be born again. I'm going to stop there. May Yahweh bless you today. Come on, Brother Pat. I want you to play a song for me. Bless you all that are listening today. I know it's quite early, but that's all right. I want to anoint all of you all with oil, okay? Yahweh put that in my heart to do. So you all go ahead and hurry up, all right? Brother Pat, as they take care of the business, play my song that you played the other day. Sing that for me, please, brother. I love that song. It has such great beauty to me. And I want to make an announcement when I anoint you with oil. But I do want to make an announcement. Come on and play that for me and sing that song. Hallelujah.
Sometimes I wonder what He can do through me. No great success to show, no honor of my own, yet in my weakness He is there to let me know. Strength is perfect when our strength is gone. He'll carry us when we can't carry on. Raised in His power, the weak become strong. His strength is perfect. His strength is perfect. We can only know the power that He holds when we truly see how deep our weakness goes. His strength in us begins when ours come to an end. He hears our humble cry and proves again. His strength is perfect when our strength is gone. He'll carry where we can carry on. Raised in His power, the weak become strong. His strength is perfect. His strength is perfect. Raised in His power, His strength is perfect. His strength is perfect when our strength is gone. He'll carry us when we can't carry on. Raised in His power, the weak become. His strength is perfect. His strength is perfect.
That's all right. May Yahweh bless you all over here. Bless you all that are listening, wherever you are. I want to say this. Yahweh bless you all today, you that are listening. Come here, Brother Jermaine. I want him to stand with me just for a few moments. Come up here, son. I want to say that this young man has walked in our presence impeccably. Has never caused any heartache or shame to the house and the works of Yahweh. He has lived a life among us that has been circumspectly. And precious young man that we all can judge his character, his life. I have talked with the elder brothers here, discussing him, Deacon Benny, Elder Martin, Brother Dale, as I've shared these things with. Young man that his life has been rewarding to me, his counsel, the words.
that God ever counts his words very sound and very strong. Wise words that he has spoken. I understand that he's young. And as Yahweh has moved upon me, as I discussed it with the elders, on November the 19th, around that time, we're going to have an ordination service here to ordain this young brother as Deacon Horn, because he fits every criteria. Faithful labor, faithful brother. His love has been overwhelming to me because he has truly loved me. And I appreciate it. Faithful. It has been consistent. As I discussed it with Elder Martin and the brothers, they all concurred. Yes. Elder Martin told me two brothers that I should ordain, and we will ordain the other one for Yahweh's purpose. But on this date, this young brother, we were ordained here as a deacon in Yahweh's congregation, as Deacon Horn, as a faithful young man. I know it's the will of Yahweh. I know that he has the character and the strength and the fortitude of a young deacon that will bless us all to have him to exert that leadership here in this house. It intrigues my heart, and we all should rejoice in that. Well, what about me? That's all right about you. Let us just rejoice in this young man. We all can speak and attest to his character. It has been flawless, brothers and sisters. You all know that. As a young man, his character, he has never caused me any headache, no pain, and I appreciate that more than anything. You all understand that. He has never tried to defile the works of the house of Yahweh. We can lay that charge to him. He has lived among us honorably, right, sincere, with a pure motive. And if we can attest to that, I witness his role, because he has lived this way among us. And he meets the criteria. He is the husband of one wife. And he shall rule his house. And his wife shall be taught and understand her role as a man. When that day come, that we ordain him as Deacon Horn in this assembly, one of our fellow laborers, he is able to teach. He is able to preach. And he has proven himself in that capacity to do those things. And it is Yahweh's will. And it will be done. And I look forward to that day, not for my time to eclipse, but it will be a wonderful occasion. As I think about his daddy and I think about Evangelist Horn often, I don't know about you all, what a wondrous occasion that this would be for him. So I will stand in proxy for his natural daddy. And I will rejoice in this wonderful occasion for our deacon, Deacon Horn, that he will be a blessing to this assembly. And I bless Yahweh for that. Bless you, my son. He's going to do us a wonderful job, because he has done that. Brothers and sisters, we just rejoice in that. That doesn't slight any brother, all right? We know that he has served us well here. We know that. We're going to honor that, because it's worthy to be honored. His favoritism is no, it's Yahweh's favor. He chooses some, and some he doesn't, for this office. It's a very honorable office. It's one that is of great importance and great value. And he's the young man that will carry it out to the fullest. May Yahweh bless him. Yahweh bless you all. You that are listening by live stream, we bless you all today.
May you always strengthen your love today. May help you all. We do hope that the word, the simplicity of this truth was a blessing to you. And that your heart was enlightened today as the word of Yahweh spoke to you. We bless you all and we pray that Yahweh strengthen you all in your endeavors on this week. Let us stand to our feet as we all, wherever you are gathered, we're going to sing our song. And that let that precious love of Yahweh be among us. Come on, my son, pray.
So let there be love shed among us. Let there be love in our hearts. May now your love sweet this house. Cause us, Yahweh, to arise. Give us a fresh understanding, a brotherly love that is real. So let there be love shared among us.
Let there be love.
Come on and grab your neighbor's hand. Let's sing that. So let there be love. We greet you all. Bless you, Brother Michael, Sister Michael, my friend, Brother Alex. We bless you, Brother James, there in New York. Brother James and Teresa, here in Matthew. We bless you, Brother Irvin, there in Tennessee. We bless you as well, our precious Brother Nathan, there in Houston. Brother Jared, Sister Maria, all you that are listening. We bless you all. To arise. Greetings, Sister, Brother Tucker, there. And the children, may Yahweh bless you all today and strengthen you all.
A brotherly love that is real. So let there be love shared among us. Let there be love.
Come on and look in your neighbor's eyes and sing that.
So let there be love shared among us. Let there be as love in our lives. Bring now your love sweep this house. Cause us, Yahweh, to arise. A brotherly love that is real. So let there be love shared among us. Let there be love.
Come on and sing that one more time.
So let there be us love shared among us.
Bless you all today, our friends.
Be loved.
We thank you for your gifts. All you precious ones that have sent your gifts and offerings, tithes, thank you so much. We use them wisely here for the kingdom blessing. That you may hear the clarity of this broadcast. That we may come each Shabbat and every day to you into your home. Shabbat shalom to you all.
Oh, friends. Understanding a brotherly love that is real. So let there be a love shared among us. Let there be a love.
For your word is excellent, my precious Abba. We do thank you for this day. For this Shabbat, we bless you for all things, our friends, our listeners, our faithful givers. Thank you, Yahweh. Return it back to them. Show them that they're not giving to a vain cause. Help them. and bless them all. We greet you, brother, again today in Warren, Michigan. Bless you. We thank you for all of the fellowship here and all over the United States and other parts of the world. We bless you for them all. How much is mighty name. Thank you, Yahweh. And strengthen us all, I pray, we ask. In the mighty name of Yahshua, the Lamb of Israel, we bless you. And all his people cried, hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah. Be encouraged today. Shalom.